Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
That's dumb, Jerry.
Wow.
Dumb.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9 for opening day. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We are live at East River 9. There are already five or six foursomes out on the course right now as we speak.
No, there aren't. It's dark. Nobody's out on the course. Okay, they're going to get started soon, though. What a beautiful – look at the downtown view. This might be the best downtown view.
It is the best downtown.
I think it is. If you've never been here – How about this?
That's really unbelievable right now. And with the dark background?
Yeah.
Hey, take a picture of this.
How about this? JT went on a first date here.
He did?
That's a great way, because they got pickleball courts here. They went and, and hit balls out on the range.
How long ago?
It was about 3 weeks ago or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We don't care anymore.
It was, and it's a great icebreaker.
It would be a good place.
Yeah.
My wife just called. She said, isn't this the place that you say we need to come? I said, yes. We could go watch tournament games this week. We could go watch baseball.
Here.
We could just come have lunch here.
Eat dinner. You can watch games.
The patio is phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. And the biggest TV, that's the clearest TV you'll see. Mm-hmm. But it's outside, too, and it's awesome.
Me and Solis went last year. We saw the SEC championship game here.
Yeah.
We came here to watch SEC championship game outside because they got that big screen TV right behind us. It doesn't.
Even in the sun, you can watch it.
Yeah. That's a great TV.
Yeah. I don't know how they do that, but they do it. And, no, it's a great place.
It's probably not an inexpensive television.
Probably not. I'm not going to get one for my house outside.
It can rain on it, no problem.
Nope.
You can have sun blasting on it, you still see it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that technology is not cheap.
No, I would think not. And it's just a great place. If you're a pickleball player, if you're a golfer, and if you enjoy drinks and food and games, this is it. This is a great place. So we're back here, and we're going to be back here every month. I think we come back May. We've got a bunch of once-a-month schedule here. So it's going to be fun, Thursdays and Fridays. So if you got a chance to come on out and hang out with us, you're more than welcome to do that. We're going to be here all day long. As a matter of fact, all the shows are going to be here. So East River 9, the place to be. And it's just beautiful. Beautiful downtown view.
Opening day today.
So yeah, and it's
watch the Astros.
Opening day, Houston Open. We got – it's a great day in Houston.
Basketball goes tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the Houston Cougars, obviously. Well, basketball starts today.
Today, right.
It's Thursday, Friday. So, I mean, you could watch tournament stuff.
Well, how about that? You got tournament? You got opening
day?
You got
– man, they're going to have to figure out their TVs because they got – yeah, they got – well, it'll be between tournament and Astros, but it will primarily be Astros.
Astros is the 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's an early game, so you can do both.
Yeah, Astros is the 3. The tournament starts about 5, and so you got plenty of – and then the Houston Open will be going on all day on the Golf Channel, and then I don't know who's carrying it this weekend. I don't know if it's NBC, ABC, whatever, or CBS, rather. Or maybe just – I don't know. But we got two of the best players in the world here, one and two, right here. So that's a lot of fun, and we'll keep you updated throughout. I think that's one of the reasons that we're here is the Houston Open. I believe we're going to be back for the Masters. All kinds of great – this is just a great time. Great time to be alive in the city of Houston. So here we are, and we got Rockets basketball. We got sound from – people who think the Rockets. Carlos Boozer had a really good soundbite that we'll hear a little bit later. Ken Rosenthal had something to say. It's in there, Sean. I put it in the rundown. And maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. We shall see. Do you know who's the favorite for Rookie of the Year?
This year?
Cam Smith.
Is he really?
Plus 450.
Wow.
Yeah. Cam Smith is the favorite.
Well, I mean, he's highly regarded around Major League Baseball.
Well, who else had a spring like he did?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I mean, so
there's no Japanese import that I know of that's 27 years old that hit 50 home runs last year. Usually, those are pitchers that come into the to the league.
Well, I can look it up. There was a bunch of names that you just wouldn't know because they haven't played yet. So,
right. But
Cam Smith plus 450 is the favorite for rookie of the year. And Christian Campbell, plus 550. Jason Dominguez is plus 600. He actually played some last year. Roman Anthony, Jackson Job, Jacob Wilson, a bunch of guys, a bunch of big toe guys.
Yeah, I don't have it currently in my where I look, but I will look for it. I know the Yankees are the favorite in the AL East. In the AL Central, it's the Minnesota Twins. In the AL West, it's the Mariners and Rangers, and then the Astros. But it's 190, 190, 200. So
yeah, that's right.
Basically, it's all three of them are the same.
Well, back to Cam Smith. Here is Ken Rosenthal's thoughts on Cam Smith coming up now, and see if you don't if this isn't a real possibility.
Cam Smith making the team. What a really, really cool thing they did down there for him. Bringing the family in. I think that's really exciting. Talk a little bit about that and what you look forward to seeing out of him this year.
This is one of the most fascinating stories of the season for me. This kid was drafted last year, and now they're asking him to play a new position in the major leagues because they feel his bat is that good. The other layer with Cam Smith is, of course, he was the centerpiece of the Kyle Tucker trade. So Cubs fans are already freaking out, saying, why did we trade this guy? He's breaking with the Astros this year. But let's see how this plays out, because I'm a little concerned that this is too much too soon, particularly on the defensive end. And as you guys know, yes, there are some players who are gifted enough basically to walk right into the big leagues. And maybe Cam Smith is one of them. But the sport is so difficult that it almost seems to me this is too quick. Now, we'll see. And I'm really excited to see him play. He had an amazing spring. But while the story is great and what happened yesterday was really cool for people who have not maybe seen that video, I would encourage them to watch it. I just am a little concerned that, again, too much too soon.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Sean, can you pull up on the fly here the comments from Todd Callis was on with the Killer Bees yesterday, and he was asked a question about, just get in my ear and tell me when you have it so I can roll to it. He was asking about Cam Smith and bringing Cam Smith up. And Todd talked about too fast, too soon, yeah. You know, exactly what Rosenthal was just talking about. Here's how Todd Callis, who calls the broadcast for the Houston Astros, looks at bringing him up so soon.
So, Dana Brown always pushes his guys. He's always been known to be an aggressive GM, or before that, even when he was director of player ops. Director of the minor leagues, he's always pushed guys beyond their comfort zone. He just wants to challenge what he thinks are the best talents to see what they can do. There's never really, to me, even if, and I don't anticipate this happening, but even if Cam Smith goes out and for 6 weeks hits 150 and has an OPS around 400 and gets sent down, it's still not the end of the world. And I'm not projecting that, believe me, I'm just saying, we saw it with Tucker in 2018, I guess, was the first year he came up, and then he wasn't up again. He went down twice in 18, and he wasn't up again until late in 19, and Kyle Tucker's life and his baseball career turned out pretty well. So, to me, there's really no downside.
So, he doesn't see it as a downside, and he brought up Kyle Tucker. And we know Kyle Tucker failed pretty miserably early on, to the point that we were like, wait, why is this guy untouchable? Why will they not trade him?
Yeah.
But, I mean, Kyle Tucker certainly became a very, very good player. So Todd Callis doesn't look at it with any concern. I do think there's always a little concern. You don't know a player's mental toughness or mentality this early on. And for some guys, it can be a lot for them to handle. But we'll see. I mean, he seems pretty advanced. He seems pretty mature for his age. Maturity versus the mental toughness that you need with adversity are two different things. But, I mean, I'm excited to see him.
Yeah, well, I think we're – listen, this was a very blah – not only blah, but a kind of an aggravating offseason, if you want to know the truth. This instills a nice jolt into the fan base. For the Houston Astros, a fan base that was you know, year after year after year, this organization lets one of the, if not the most popular player on the team go. Guy after guy after guy, they lose. Mm-hmm. And for them to have the kind of excitement for a young player like this is exactly what they needed. If Cam Smith has to go back down, you know, that's just fine. But the infusion of excitement for this fan base is a pretty big deal. And I'm rooting for the kid. I hope he's just awesome. He seems like he's got his head on his shoulders. Great. He seems like, you know, it's funny to me. I wouldn't have thought, but it's the third fastest that any player, just 32 minor league games, is third fastest that any draft pick has gotten to the big leagues.
In MLB history?
In history. That's crazy.
Wow. Was Gleyber Torres, he came up when he was 12. Is it Gleyber?
It's not. What, Soto came up when he was 11. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know that because they talked about it on the broadcast all the time.
Right. I don't know. I don't. 32 games is the third fastest.
Not many. It's just one half of a minor league season. Not even that.
Not even.
Not even that.
No.
He was drafted, had some minor league ball, hit two stops in that short of time, hit two stops, succeeded at both. And then went to spring and succeeded there. So he's hit the ball well everywhere he's been in a very short period of time. it's a meteoric rise, and I mean, you know, I'm looking right now. He's not even listed for Rookie of the Year in this site I'm looking at. It's almost like they had it listed. Jason Dominguez is the favorite, followed by Roman Anthony. They don't even have Cam Smith on this list. It's almost like this is a list they already had and they can't add to it. Because he's not even – Will Wagner's on here, but he's not on there.
Right. No, no, no. Listen.
No Cam Smith on this list for Rookie
listen,
of the Year.
Listen.
That's crazy.
No. On that list?
None.
None.
He's not on here.
Well,
like I said, they must have already had this list preset, and then they can't add to it?
Why? Yeah, that's, you could add to it every day. It goes up and down every day. What are you, nuts? This is a list that Jimmy Shapiro sent me. So I just, you know, Todd Callis mentioned Kyle Tucker and how he went up and down and his life is good for him now. I'm just going to remember Kyle Tucker as the guy that got us Cam Smith. That's what Kyle Tucker is going to be most remembered for in his baseball career.
Well, the other thing is, let's remember that, you know, Kyle Tucker also was, like, needed to put on weight, needed to get stronger. He was pretty thin. And from a body type standpoint, he wasn't fully developed. Cam Smith looks pretty close to fully developed.
There wasn't only that about Kyle Tucker when he first came up. He had an attitude that had to change.
Oh, really?
Yep. He thought that he thought it was going to be easy, and he got slapped down for it. And you know, I think the locker room told him, and you know, it ain't that easy, brother. So go down there, and he came back up. I think he came back up with a different attitude, and he worked a lot harder than he did at the beginning, and it showed, and he became a really good pro. But his first iteration here was not. He was not a worker. He was not a worker. Mm. He was the pride of the organization, like you said. He and Forrest Whitley wouldn't be traded. They were not. There was no way. They were untouchable. And, you know, I think he maybe wore that a little bit.
He's always had a little bit of an aloof vibe to him.
Yeah.
I'm not taking a shot at him, but I just, he's always had this kind of, you can see that. That's definitely believable with his, he seems unbothered by a lot of stuff to the point that it almost seems like he's a little aloof. So I could see that.
Yep.
I could see that being the case.
Yep. Quickest to opening day roster as position player after major league draft by minor league games. Pete Incaviglia, no, zero. He came straight up. John Olerud was six. Wyatt Langford was 44 games, so he's third fastest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Inky, Olerud, and now Cam Smith.
Cam Smith. So yeah, he's going to make that start and be the third fastest ever with Inky and Olerud. Those guys are pretty good. And Wyatt Langford is pretty good, too, by the way. Wyatt Langford is really good and thought to be, he's going to be one of, he's an up-and-coming star. So, let's go. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. East River 9 is where we are. We are going to be here all day long, all the shows here. Hopefully this rain dissipates a little bit. I mean, it was off and on. I don't think it's going to rain hard. So, I think, you know, every time we come here, it rains, doesn't it? Doesn't it rain every time we come here?
I think, a high percentage.
I think we are like the rain jinxes here.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens all the time here. So, but then, remember the one time it was a huge wash? It was like pouring. And I was like, well, it looks like it's going to be closed all day today. And sure enough, it opened up.
It did?
Yeah. East River 9 drains like Wildcat. Okay. It's Crown Fairways. Okay. Crown Greens where the water runs off and you can play faster. Out here at East, I don't know if they crown their greens here. I just don't even know. I've played the course, and I love it. It's great, and you need to come and play it, too. All right, let's talk a little Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Speaking of rain and water, you need, you know what? You got water. Water, water, water is what you need. How are you getting your water? Are all your pipes clear? Is everything going? Is everything flowing through? I mean, you got to keep your pipes open, don't you? I mean, in life and in your house. And I mean, it's serious. Billy Brown is here for you. Billy Brown says, hey, listen, he loves the 97.5 listener. He is going to be there for you. He's not going to charge you to come and look at whatever problem that you have. He is going to give you a fair, a great, great deal every single time.
Yeah, I'm just watching Niall over here.
I know.
Like impending doom. He's over my shoulder here talking minor league baseball, and I was thinking, you know who else loves minor league baseball? Billy Brown.
Billy Brown loves baseball.
Billy Brown's huge minor with minor league baseball. When he's not cleaning out your septic lines, when he's not repiping the beneath your home, when he's not snaking your drain, when he's not making sure to install new toilets for you, if you even need that, if you have something that needs to be done like that, or moving your gas lines, you know, he's taking a look at minor league baseball, honestly. And that's just kind of how Billy Brown does it. He's a man of all seasons, and he is a man who is going to fix whatever plumbing needs you need fixed. It's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
All right, welcome back here live at East River 9, right here in beautiful, just off in east, we're just east of downtown, right? And just awesome, just awesome, awesome. First exit, Waco, right off of I-10. And 59. So first exit, Waco, come on down just a few blocks past the railroad track. The train wasn't there today. Thank you, train.
Yep.
Thank you, train. Because that train has really, really put a crimp in this show a few times.
Yep.
It just stops there. I don't know how these people deal with that. It just stops there for like hours and hours.
Yeah, that train is a real heckler.
Yeah, it is a heckler.
So you got the Astros kicking off. This is the first year that they haven't been the favorite.
You got them winning the division or no?
No.
I got them. I got them winning the division.
I think there's just too much competition. There's just too many question marks right now. And we go over it every day. Like, it's, you know, we go over concerned about starting rotation.
They still got a great lineup. And as a matter of fact,
I think it's good.
This lineup might be better than last year's lineup.
It could be.
Yeah.
Last year's lineup had some trouble hitting, though.
I mean, with Christian Walker. With Paredes.
Walker's back, by the way.
Kyle Tucker wasn't there for half the year.
Walker's playing today.
Yeah.
So Walker's back.
Yeah. You're the one that doubted him yesterday.
Yeah. Well, he's been out the whole time with the oblique.
Yeah.
So hopefully, because he had an oblique injury last year also that slowed him. So hopefully this is not a recurring thing.
It's over now.
You know, Paredes, we got to make sure you get the first half of the year Paredes and not the Cubs Paredes. Altuve, I feel good about. I won't believe he's sliding off until he slides off, and it hadn't happened so far. I mean, defensively, he may be a nightmare out left. We'll see. But offensively, I don't think it's going to have an impact on him. Jeremy Pena, we'll see. I feel fairly confident that Jeremy Pena is going to have his best year this year. It's just that time. If he doesn't have it this year,
well,
then
he looked better in spring. He was lifting the ball.
And he came into the season last year, though, lifting the ball and looking better. And then it kind of – he got his home run total up a little bit, but he still didn't reach. I think he had 16 last year. He didn't reach his rookie total of 22. If he can play how he played as a rookie, and I mean offensively and defensively, he wasn't as good defensively last year.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, he was a liability at times. So, you know, Pena is a big one. Yiner Diaz, I'm just going to assume this is who he is. I think it is who he is as a hitter. So, Yordan, you just want Yordan to be healthy. Yeah, if, you know, you have a rookie, but he's a talented rookie. You have a center fielder, it's not going to play great, more than likely, whoever you stick out there. We'll see what happens with how they handle second base. There's some questions. Even if the lineup's good, like, you got to have that starting pitching be good. Now, I love Hunter Brown and Fromber. That's a great 1-2. Once you get past that 1-2, though, is where the questions start popping up.
So you say Jose Altuve, he fell off last year.
In some regard.
Well, here's his OPSs in non-COVID years. 903, 838, 921, 915. Last year, 790.
Yeah, it's still good. It's still not a bad OPS.
No, it's
I have to see
it's
it back
just
to back.
Around average.
Yeah, I have to see it back-to-back years. But he is of an age where it could – that's why if I see it a second year, I'll be like, okay, this is probably the downturn.
2,232 hits.
Because he's been low before.
2,232 hits. Does he get to 3,000?
Man, this guy's been – that's how hard it is to get to 3,000.
I mean, as good as Jose Altuve has been, as many – I mean, he missed some games in 19. He got the COVID season where he only played 48 games. But he had the 2023 where he only played 90 games.
Four healthy seasons where he's hitting well, more than likely he has to play five more years.
Yeah.
More than likely he has to play 5 years. He'd have to be at about 170 hits.
You know, last year with his 790 OPS, he still had 185 hits.
Yeah. But, I mean, he'd have to average about 170 hits a
year. You know, what he needs to do, I mean, well, he had 47 walks. 47
that's
walks.
That's not super high.
No, 119 strikeouts last year. I mean, his highest number by far.
He and Bregman were kind of like – it seemed like Altuve is getting worse with the slider away.
Yeah. This is exactly what Joe Espada was talking about, though. Jose Altuve go up there hacking, and Jose Altuve with not great pitch selection – this is Joe Espada. I'm going to continue. This team is going to watch more pitches. This team is going to work pitchers better than they did last year.
Yeah, I hope
so. I think they're going to have a better approach at the plate. I think they're going to be as good a team as last year, if not better.
It's what's made them a deadly lineup in the past is not just that they were clutch, but they made it hard on pitchers. And you know, you lost one of the guys who's made it the most difficult on pitchers. Actually, two guys. Kyle Tucker could give you a tough at-bat, too. And we know that Bregman, that's kind of been who Bregman is. Yordan typically has good plate discipline and plate coverage. But Altuve, we all know, he's first ball, fastball. He's looking to hit you early in the count. He's looking to be aggressive. I don't think that changes. I don't think Altuve's taking a whole lot of pitches. I think if it's a strike, Altuve's looking to beat you. And I mean, he's at an age right now where that's probably not going to change for him. But I do hope the rest of the lineup is better. You have to have a lot of confidence in getting behind an account to do that. But I think it would benefit them to be able to, you know, to try to get to 2-1 counts. And to do that, you're going to have to make sure you lay off high fastballs. You're going to have to
be selective early.
Yeah, yeah. You really should. You should look for a certain pitch in a certain spot early on. And if you don't get it, let it go. If you get behind 0-1, then you're just going to have to. You know, that's where if you're a good hitter, you still can survive like that.
Yeah. And Jose Altuve, he took a bit of a dive last year. And hopefully, listen, Christian Walker is going to improve first base by leaps and bounds from what it was. Hopefully, Paredes puts up numbers similar to Bregman. Bregman had 26 homers last year. He had 19. But he's in this park, I think Paredes can hit 25. Paredes can hit 25 in this park. You know, Yordan is going to be Yordan. Hopefully he stays healthy the whole year. I like a Yiner. Yiner wasn't great last year. Pena wasn't good last year at all. Pena needs to – if Pena steps up, if Yiner gets back to his rookie, the way he played as a rookie, this team can be – this team could, actually, I think this lineup could be better than last year's. We'll see. So they start with the Mets, and they start with Clay Holmes, a guy who – he hasn't started a Major League Baseball game since his rookie year when he had four starts. He's been in the bullpen. I think you get to him maybe by the fourth inning. He may be really, really good early on, but he might have that closer's mentality, that reliever mentality to throw hard as you can early on. I mean, you got to pace yourself as a starter. We'll see if he's able to adjust to the starting role. He did okay. He pitched pretty well in spring training. He was pretty good. But we'll see when the lights are on at Minute Maid Park whether or not he's that same guy. So off to a start today against the Mets. Let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here to hang out with us, you're more than welcome to do that. I flew in last night, I didn't land, and Sean had texted me, hey, let's do something while you're here, and I'm absolutely. Game Day Men's Health is just different, people. I like to say it's just different, and I would like to see them use that as their motto. Game Day Men's Health, there's testosterone replacement all over this city. Game Day Men's Health is just different. I just feel like maybe I got into a rut, or maybe these testosterone places that have been around for a while get into a rut where it's go in, get your shot, okay, talk to the doctor, go pay your money and go. That's how it was. Week in, week out, month after month, year after year. Well, at Game Day, it's different. How you feeling? We've got this peptide. We've got that peptide. We've got a lab right here where we're going to see your results every time. We've got different ways for you to get your testosterone pills or shots or pellets, whatever it is that's best for you. I mean, it's just different. They care, and I love what they do. Free evaluation, a free consultation when you show up. Game Day Men's Health all over the city. Now, GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
This is ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at East River 9. Come on out, hang out with us. Niall is here. He'll tell you all about minor league baseball.
He predicted Frommer's going to start tonight.
He did?
Yep.
Wow. But book it then. If Niall says Frommer's starting tonight,
Lance was trying to test him. Didn't think he would know.
I tested him. I said, who do you think's going to be the starter? Frommer, Hunter Brown, or Wisniewski?
Wisniewski, I think.
Yeah. But we got to know it's Isak Paredes, and it's Wisniewski. Those are the names we got to remember.
Well, I'm not calling that. I've already seen Wisniewski's. They play football.
Wisniewski. There's no Y in his name.
There's no U in it either. Yeah. Wisniewski. There's no.
So? What is that? There's no Wisniewski. U in Zierlein. Where's the U in Zierlein?
What?
What?
That's right.
What are you talking about?
Phonetics.
Zierlein.
Zierlein. Zierlein.
Wisniewski.
It should be Zierlein. The second vowel is the long vowel. Okay.
The Zierlein pronunciation is too aggressive. No one in America wants Zierlein. To hear that. No one in America wants to hear that.
When you say line.
Yeah, don't add that extra part.
No.
That's why my family probably changed to Zierlein.
Yeah, probably.
Although they've been over here for quite a while.
Yeah. Well, nobody feels threatened by your name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an aggressive name that suggests there's underhanded things going on.
Yes. Or out in the open.
Or maybe not that underhanded, to be honest with you.
Out in the open.
Yeah.
Who was it? What comedian were we watching? We're talking about, and guess what Germany did? Another World War.
Norm McDonald.
Yeah, it was Norm McDonald. Maybe Germany needs a... Stop trying to have wars against the world. They're always starting world wars.
Guess who they're trying to fight? The world.
The world. Not Germany again trying to start another fight with the world.
All right. So this Stephen A. thing and LeBron, this LeBron-Stephen A. thing is getting a little out of hand.
Well, it's out of hand because... LeBron knows that he's in Stephen A.'s head now. And, you know, it all started when LeBron went and confronted Stephen A. about something that he was bringing up, Bronny. Then it kind of blew up. And what's happened is Stephen A.'s gotten embarrassed because he reads comments and because he's a because he's a gossiper.
A presidential candidate.
Well, he will be. Yeah. But because he's a gossiper and his show is gossipy kind of, you know, barbershop gossip.
Right.
Is what it is. And so he's hurt by that kind of stuff. People talking about LeBron getting over on him and making him look bad. He's completely like Stephen A. is he can't stop thinking about this. Well, LeBron went on Pat McAfee and was on for an hour and a half yesterday. And I got to tell you, McAfee may annoy me at times, and he may be on everything that bothers me. It's pretty hard to find anyone who gets people to loosen up more than him.
Yeah.
Nick Saban laughs around him.
Yeah.
Like, Pat McAfee is a genuine – he's genuinely who he is. Like, he's not. It's not a show. He's genuinely this lunatic. And he and his show had LeBron on, and they got more out of LeBron than I've ever seen in his entire career.
Absolutely.
It was unbelievable.
Yep.
And I want to give him credit. And I give LeBron credit for being so open. They were challenging LeBron about reading books. Like, well, you don't read those books. We've seen that thing. You're always on page one. They're breaking his balls about that. And McAfee passes him a book. Did you see this?
No.
LeBron opens it up. He goes, see? That's how fast it takes me to read. It was actually funny.
And the thing is that they did it where he could swear. He could be himself. You could be more comfortable.
He dropped an F-bomb on, like, Windhorst.
Well, this guy says he's my
effing best friend. I mean, come on.
So here's LeBron. Here's LeBron talking about Stephen A. on McAfee yesterday.
Yep.
Which leads, obviously, to you and Stephen A. Hey, legit, that feels like a moment that had been brewing for a long time.
He's like on a Taylor Swift tour run right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're watching it. Yep. We're all seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
You're seeing it as well.
It started off with, I didn't want to address it.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't want to address it. I wasn't going to address it. But since the video came out, I feel the need to address it.
Yeah, it went viral. What the f*** are you talking about?
Are you kidding me? If there's one person that couldn't wait to the video to drop so you could address it, it's your ass. Like, seriously, he completely, like, missed the whole point. The whole point. Never would I ever not allow people to talk about the sport, criticize players about what they do on the court. That is your job, to criticize or to, you know, be in a position where, okay, if a guy's not performing, you know, that is all part of the game. That's all part of the game. But when you take it and you get personal with it, it's my job to not only protect my damn household, but protect the players, you know. And I think a lot of the media, including him, and I know he's gonna be happy as hell. He's gonna be smiling from ear to ear when he hears me talking about it again. Oh my God, he's gonna get home and grab some ice cream out of the fucking freezer and sit in his chair and his tidy whiteies on the couch.
I hope at some point you two do get a chance.
Yeah, relax, bro. Like, seriously.
So this is, you know, LeBron is this generation's Jordan, right? He's the biggest name in really, frankly, I mean, he's the biggest name in sports right now. I mean, he's the biggest in for this generation, for the millennials. LeBron is their Jordan. Bigger than any football star in terms of, you know, I mean, he's worldwide appeal. And now he is making fun of Stephen A. Smith. Like, this is crushing Stephen A. Smith right now. Stephen A. Smith he is so bothered by this. And LeBron was right. Stephen A. ran to YouTube to create a show yesterday. And Mapes, pull that up. Here is Stephen A. Smith's response to LeBron James, you know, kind of lightheartedly, just kind of making fun of him a little bit. Stephen A. Smith can't let this go. This is turning into Drake and... This is turning a little bit into Drake versus, and I think Stephen A. Smith is Drake, and Kendrick is LeBron, because there's no way Stephen A. Smith can win this. Way more. Stephen A. Smith thinks that everyone loves him because he goes out and he puts his cowboy hat on and he walks out, and you have all these people like, oh my God, Stephen A. Smith is so great! Whenever he goes on remote, on location. Dude, you're not even close to LeBron's level of fandom and success and fame. Like, you're not even close to LeBron James. You need a check.
Here's Stephen A. yesterday talking about.
After hearing this.
After hearing it.
But don't the truth matter? Because there's one person in this ordeal that's telling the truth, and it's me. I don't lie to y'all. His ass lies a lot. And there's a lot of shady stuff that he does. And one of the things is his passive aggressiveness. And the two-facedness. And smile in your face and dig you behind the back. I happen to know that about him. Which is why I don't like him. And he don't like me. But it doesn't stop me from being fair and calling it like I see it. We ain't exchanging Christmas gifts. We ain't having Thanksgiving dinner together. What you bring your son up in there for? What you bring your family up in there before? You gonna go on Pat McAfee show, talk about you gonna protect your house. What you talking about? Your son ain't at the house. He's at Crypto.com Arena. We ain't covering him in Brentwood. We covering him in downtown L.A. at the Crypto.com Arena. Where you put him.
That long pause, or are we done?
You just never know with Stephen A. I think we're done.
The clip's done.
Yeah. The clip's done. So, but what about where he said I would have fought him?
Well, we got. I'm sure Sean. That's easy to find.
Yeah,
Sean, do you have the put hands on?
Well, yeah, quote? That was the one I thought was.
Well, that's just a short one. This shows how manic Stephen A. is getting.
Yeah,
because he's like, y'all know that I had to tell the truth. Stephen A., no one
when
cares.
When did he turn into Tracy Morgan?
He does. Right now, when I tell you LeBron James is never going to see the end of this day for me. Like, okay, Stephen A., no one cares.
I didn't
honestly
know you were Tracy Morgan.
He is.
Stephen
he's
A.
Got,
Morgan.
He's got some. They're both from New York. I think they're both from the Boogie Down.
Golly. Yeah, he did say he would throw hand. Okay. You hear Stephen A. is delusional if he thinks he's throwing hands with LeBron.
People say, I disagree with LZ. Stephen A. Smith has a point. It doesn't matter. Do y'all not get it?
No
one cares about his point. He's losing this. He doesn't have people backing him up. Even people who like him, if you go to the comment section, think he's stupid for going after, like, he can't win this battle. LeBron's out there having fun with arguably the guy who right now has a higher profile on his own station, I mean his own network, and Pat McAfee. And this is so, like, it's just a media member going after an athlete who you can clearly see he's got a personal axe to grind. It's not winnable for some
reason.
Y'all don't understand. This is not winnable for
him. It may end his presidential campaign. It could. Here is Stephen A. talking about if it came to blows.
That man put his hands on me, I would have immediately swung on him. Immediately.
What's he talking about? Why is he drawing up a hypothetical where LeBron James hits him
between the third and fourth quarter?
What hypothetical is he figuring, well, if he would have hit me, LeBron's not hitting you at Crypto Arena between the third and fourth quarter. It's not happening. It's something you pulled and thought of in your head and go, you know what? If he hit me, I'd have swung back, first of all.
Because he's
it's
just
never
trying
happening.
To get his...
It's never happening.
This is the problem. He's got to get his street cred up. He feels like he's been obliterated. He has to let people know. Well, he probably read somebody where Stephen A. didn't want that smoke. LeBron would have done this.
LeBron didn't threaten to hit you.
And so he's read these comments, and now he's got his feet. This is what happens when you get too full of yourself. And Stephen A. Smith is, I mean, he's paid, $20 million a year?
Yeah.
He's paid $100
million deal.
He's paid like an NFL wide receiver, a good one. He's paid like a Stephon Diggs. He's paid
thought
less
you said a good
Stephon.
One.
Well, in this economy,
Stephon Diggs
has to make more.
Okay.
Just barely, though. I mean, Stephen A. is bringing in cash.
Now, Stephen A. brings in a tremendous amount of money. And so does Pat McAfee. That's why their model is just, we'll pay these two guys a ton of stuff. We'll put them on a bunch of shows.
Yep.
And, yeah, this is Stephen A.'s really worried right now, like his presidential candidacy. He's worried. Did you see he's gone from being on Fox all the time. This is a new thing. He's going on, I'm the common sense guy. and now he wants to challenge. Did you see this?
The View?
No, Trump and J.D. Vance, he wants an open debate with them now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can you just do this?
Oh, my God.
With LeBron,
that would be so
while?
Embarrassing.
This is what I'm saying.
Stop.
This is like, come on. You've gotten way too full of yourself.
You're in a little over your head. Fighting LeBron and debating Trump.
He's got, yeah, I mean.
Somebody.
Why can't you just talk about Dame Lillard is gone?
Right.
Okay, at some point you have to ask yourself, how long is Giannis going to stay with the Bucks?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I think you're.
Email Doke should have never left the Boston Celtics.
I think
Celtics.
You're underestimating.
He should have never been gone from the Boston Celtics.
He's about to try to debate the Pope on religious theory. Just wait.
Just give time. I've got some serious questions about the Pope. When he gets.
Gets better.
If he gets better, and we're praying for his recovery. But at the same time, it's time the Catholic Church has answered for some things that have been on my mind for quite some time. Oh, no, LeBron. Not now. You're going after the Catholic Church. You're going after the Pope.
All right, we got a break.
Tom Brady's way too full of himself.
Tom Brady is, yeah. Not you, Stephen A. Not you. All right, we got people. Travis, call back. We'll get you in on the other side. You want to talk Astros? Yeah. We told you to call. We'll call back. Julian, we'll get you in here as well, as long as you don't talk about the 49ers, because nobody gives a rat's ass. Time to talk Underdog Fantasy. People care about that?
People love Underdog Fantasy. People love Underdog Fantasy because they're making money. Anything that makes you money, you tend to really like. And with Underdog Fantasy, it's real simple. Use your sports knowledge and take a look at games and take a look at how you think a game is going to go. And it could be March Madness. It could be opening day. Right now, baseball, opening day, we're kicking it off today. So you go to Underdog Fantasy, and you go start looking at some of those stats, because you've got a chance to download the app. You use promo code Lance. They're going to give you up to $1,000 in bonus cash. And once you get your bonus cash, you can play that bonus cash in terms of the match of what they're going to give you. And you get a chance to win real money. You pick between two and a lot of times up to six or seven players. But you can win as much as 1,000 times your original play. You go higher or lower on the statistics, higher or lower on those statistics that you find. And if you hit them right, you're going to win real money. It just continues to multiply and multiply and multiply. You can find the game, right now, Juan Soto, for example, 1.5. Hits, runs, and RBIs against the Astros. You go on higher or lower. It's lefty on lefty. You go on higher or lower. Yordan Alvarez to hit a home run. You can have higher than a half home run. You can go higher than 1.5 total bases. One double, and you're a winner. And it pays 1.12 times. So, in other words, when you're putting out with another player, you're going to elevate your winnings. It's that easy. Use your knowledge. Use your sports knowledge. Make money. College basketball, pro basketball, Major League Baseball. It's all available right now at Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Travis, call back. We'll talk some Astros with you. Julian wants to get in here. He is on the line. Anybody else? Come on in. 713-780-3776. What's up, Julian?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I want to preface this with saying I'm not a Stephen A. Smith fan at all. But I think Lance has it wrong as far as who's inside whose head. LeBron went out of his way in the middle of a game to, quote-unquote, punk Stephen A., right?
No, just to talk to him. To go talk to him.
No.
Stephen A. already said
well, he go to put him, to set him straight. Yeah, he absolutely
well, how many times are they face-to-face?
Well, he could have seen him after the game. He could have seen him after the game.
Exactly. Right. He could have seen him after the game. He could have called him. He could have did something or whatever.
Yeah, he's
got
his number.
He went out of his way to make it public, right?
So no, he just went and talked to him. Stephen A. Smith brought it on his show.
No. LeBron made it public. LeBron did it right in the middle of a game. He could have called him.
Hold on. You don't think it would have happened if he had it happen? Had it been after a game, you don't think cameras would have caught that?
No. He could have called him on the phone.
Well, one of the points being made in this thing is that Stephen A. said, you can talk to me face-to-face because – we don't talk over the phone anymore. So if you want to talk to me, we can talk face-to-face. And I think that was part of LeBron's approach. Okay, you want me to talk face-to-face? We can talk face-to-face. To John's point, it could have been done after the game, once you're dressed.
But Julian, how's he in his head? Like, LeBron's joking and laughing, and Stephen A. Smith's almost about to start crying.
The reason why he's in his head is because he talked about his son professionally. He got his son in there. His son, he said, I'll never stop someone from criticizing someone who's not performing. Your son's not performing, brother. He's not. He's not good enough. And yet, last year, you put it out there. You tweeted, Bronny's better than most of these people in the league right now. It's hilarious. And it's been proven. We all see it. Mm-hmm. That it's not that.
That's right. And now what? That's right. You mean, wait, are you breaking news that Bronny's not very good? Are you breaking this news?
No.
So what difference does it make?
Right now. I'm
No, I'm saying we all know this. Stephen A. Smith. But, Julian, the point, you're missing the point. No one's saying that Stephen A. Smith didn't have it right about all that. That's irrelevant. He can't win this. He's got to stop trying to fight this fight left and right. That's the point. Like, for him to go on
but the thing is,
and do a 1.5 hour.
LeBron took it to heart and got soft. LeBron went out there. Oh, you're talking about my son, my household.
He's always been soft like that.
Well,
that's not new. LeBron's not
hard. Do we know that it never became personal?
LeBron's head.
I don't know. LeBron seems fine. He just made a game win. I don't think he's bogged that much by Stephen A. Smith.
I don't know. Like,
LeBron's head.
How? He just hit a game winner.
I don't think.
I can't play?
I
feel like he's in your head right now, Julian.
LeBron seems fine. I don't know who's in whose head, but LeBron seems fine. We just know that Stephen A. devoted a lot of time on his show to LeBron James. And LeBron went on a show, said some things, and Stephen A. immediately responded. LeBron's main thing is to play basketball. I don't think whatever Stephen A. Smith is saying is affecting
LeBron
on the court.
But Stephen A. can't, right?
But it's going on and on and on and on and on.
I think the point is how
he's
long.
He's not
going
to win this.
How long does Stephen A. Smith want to fight LeBron James?
Okay, I'll tell you what. You're right, Julian. Let's let Stephen A. keep saying his stuff and LeBron keep saying his stuff, and let's see what happens. Because I can tell you, Stephen A. Smith is like breaking down right now. This is a bad look for him.
I'm not saying Stephen A. Smith is going to win.
I don't care what you're saying. You think he's in his head? I don't care. I don't think he is. We have a difference of opinion, Julian. I don't think he. I'm just telling you. The only thing I care about. I don't care who's in whose head.
When has LeBron ever defended a teammate?
I'm not. This is not about, dude. Julian, you're making this about stuff it's not. I'm not defending LeBron. I'm telling you, Stephen A. Smith. Bro, you got to relax. Okay, Sean, I'm not going to – Julian, you got to – I don't know why you're so upset about this. That's for real. I really don't know. I could give a crap less about LeBron. But I'm objective enough to tell you that he's a huge star. He's a great basketball player all the time. I think he's a fraud in many regards. But at the same time, I think Stephen A. Smith is too. And he's very popular too. But if you match popularities, it's a bad loss for Stephen A. Smith. As much as you think it, and we can think whatever we want about LeBron, it doesn't change the fact that this is not going to end well for Stephen A. Smith to keep doing this. And you know, one guy's sitting by himself in front of a camera, talking to the camera, and the other guy's having fun with other people. It's just, I don't know what else to say. Yeah. I thought first of all, LeBron had a great interview in general. With Pat McAfee in general, and Stephen A. Smith, all his stuff was about LeBron James going on that show and talking about it. And it's just
so.
What do you think about what Julian just said?
I think that LeBron went about it wrong, but I think LeBron's a phony.
Initially,
I think LeBron. Yes.
Yeah, but where do you LeBron's think? A phony. I'm not. Yeah. I don't really have a comment on all of that. I just think where it stands now, Stephen A. Smith would be best just to
– Yeah, no,
like
no, no.
Drake decided, okay, I'm going to smooth this out. Yeah, this is not going to go well for me.
Yeah, no. Stephen A. is fighting a losing battle. I don't think there's any question about that. LeBron being – I think – I'll tell you this. LeBron changed my attitude toward him a little bit yesterday.
It was a good look.
It was
for
a good.
Yeah,
it was a good look for him. It was really good. I think he's a phony. I don't like LeBron.
He tries too hard for being a superstar. You shouldn't have to try that hard.
Giving him crap about the book. It's awesome.
And he played into it.
This is Chris Russo. It's Stephen A. in the box, Molly in the box. They got four box.
And Mad Dog.
Mad Dog and Wendy and Brian Windhorst. They're all in the box. Chris Russo says, that's a great job by McAfee, getting a guy in there for an hour. Who'd not want to talk to LeBron for an hour? Wendy can. He'd never come on with me. Windhorst says, nah, he wouldn't come on with me. I don't think so. Stephen A., he'd probably harm somebody if they approached him about coming on with me.
He probably would.
Harm somebody. That would be fun. You know what? Stephen A. and LeBron for a half hour doing a back and forth. So who's not here for that?
I don't know.
I'm here for it.
That's a lot of ego there.
That'd be great, the two of them. And then it'd be a love fest.
Look, at the end of the day,
it would turn into a love fest.
At the end of the day, Stephen A. is one of the biggest media members that there is right now in the country. With that said, you're still not an athlete. You still, in your pecking order, you're lower than the people you're talking about. You just
are.
When it comes to stars.
Did you hear?
No, I know he doesn't.
He said? He said, when you're retired, no one's going to care about you.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, right. No, that's not true.
Yeah, because no one cares about Jordan.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Israel wants to talk about LeBron. Hey, Israel.
What's up, fellas? Hey, LeBron, first of all, I wasn't in the middle of the game. He got off the bench and scenes. That's just a lie right there. Now, Stephen A., they put the video out with Stephen A. boxing. He looked like a clown. He was not. And Bronny is doing his thing. He's making everybody look like he belonged there with the 55th pick. He is doing his thing. And in the G League, he's doing his thing.
He is good in the G League. He is a good G Leaguer for sure.
Okay, well, you know what? And what is the number three pick? Shepard, what is he? Oh, he's hurt right now.
Oh, here we go.
He doesn't play.
All right, yo.
I forgot. He's got an injury.
No, he's averaging 38 a game at the G League.
Oh, yeah.
Reed Shepard, he was a G League player of the week, wasn't
he? Yeah, but guess what? Reed Shepard has actually contributed some at the big league in the NBA.
Ronnie did have that 17-point game. But
in a blowout.
17 points. I'm just joking. I don't care about the Bronny conversation all that much anyway.
Right. I don't know. Is Israel still there?
No, he's gone.
He's gone.
Okay. I don't know what Israel's final point was going to be, but unless it was just to try to go to Reed Shepard talk again, which is kind of the funniest thing in the world. This guy's not even in a rotation, and it's the most – we were just having a Bronny versus Reed Shepard battle.
Mm-hmm.
A battle of nothing.
Right. I'm gonna take Reed in that one.
I will, I guess. He doesn't play. Bronny's in the G League. Why is that even a topic?
He doesn't play because he's had an injury. He's been injured for but
he wasn't always playing even when he wasn't injured.
No. But Ime said apparently it's calcified and he's going to be back pretty soon. So coming to the rescue, Israel. Watch Reed Shepard save the season for your Houston Rockets.
Do you think when he's back active, Cam Whitmore just pats a chair and goes, welcome back. You can sit right next to me. Do you think he does that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm averaging like a point a minute, and I can't play.
I can't play. And you sit right next to me.
And Jay Sean says on the end, because I'm right here now.
Yeah. Jay Sean would get in a game before
Jay Sean would get in a game before Reed or Cam.
Yeah, he would.
And that's bad. Time to take a break. 713-780-3776. Astros opening day. You want to talk about it? Get in. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.